If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm not on drugs. I'm not drunk.
His early break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for a great new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Binance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields also. 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit GoCurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
We had, if you wonder what goes on sometimes off air, today was a great one.
Ooh, an incredible
one. Was a great one because we talked about all of a sudden like that, how it came out of the deal. It came from Farley wanting a robotic dog. Then yes. we got into Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster. And we talked about the photos we used to see as kids.
On Friday
nights. The grainy photos would be, and then Steve Dewitt. What did Bigfoot look like when the picture?
They always had that pose.
That pose, like that. Right there. That was the pose. And he would always be walking through an open area.
Yep.
And he was headed back into the woods. The Sasquatch was.
A grainy photo.
And then the grainy photo of the Loch Ness Monster, I could draw it for you, right? Like you said, it was incredible. And like I said, on Friday nights, they'd have a 2-hour special on it. And you'd watch it, like, look at that.
There's a
Bigfoot.
And did not expect a Bigfoot.
And we had a detailed conversation about what it wasn't so much if it's what it was like, but just how we lived that.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't see that anymore. You don't see the grainy photo anymore of Bigfoot.
You know, I'm not sure in my lifetime I would have ever thought that it would give a SIP depiction of Bigfoot on the air
He nailed it.
What he
looked like.
Yeah, you did that. You crushed that.
And the Sasquatch would look over kind of like,
what are you taking my picture for?
And all of a sudden he was out and he was gone.
Have you been practicing?
No, I just remember it as a big part of our childhood.
Yeah, it's a big part of our childhood.
Hey, guess what? By the way, on Currency,
yes,
really interesting, they have signage in the stadium.
Well, that's Carson Schott getting fixed up. Come on. What do you
Maybe
expect?
It's not that interesting.
What do you expect? That's Carson doing Carson things.
Carson doing you be Carson.
Yeah. Yes. Signage in the stadium.
Wow.
Man. Yeah. So signage in the stadium and Carson outside the
stadium. How about the energy that Carson brought to that stadium on Saturday night? He did.
He did.
And he brought on the blacked out manila folders.
Yep.
And everything changed. It was great.
There were people walking around with black folders.
Everywhere.
You saw them?
I saw them. They showed them outside the
Incredible.
Stadium.
Yes, no. Yeah.
Carson's the man. GoCurrency.com/careers. It is time for another edition of Head Scratchers.
Now, what are we doing? Come on.
Bizarre things in college
football.
Come on,
Head Scratchers.
It was one of the best, I think.
Come on.
NC State 44, Georgia Tech 36.
Okay, stay on that. What happened?
NC State was like, okay, probably going to get the scuttlebutt in the coaching world that I still live in. Part-time, just talking to NC State's fired. They're done.
Dave Doran's done.
And he just beats Georgia Tech. Puts 48 on him.
Hey.
Puts 48 on him.
Hey.
I mean,
that douses that Georgia Tech fire.
Oh, yeah.
There was a lot of love for Brent Key.
Oh, yep. there should be a lot of love still for him because you lose one game. I mean, think about that right now. They were undefeated, ranked like 8th, so it shouldn't be like, fire him, hot seat.
I'm not suggesting that.
Douse the fire. I'm not dousing it off of one
loss. It was getting out of control.
You don't like out of control stuff. I know.
Not if it's not a blue book.
Exactly.
Keep going.
SMU 26, Miami 20.
Wow.
It was a wow. And the field storming was epic.
It was epic.
You know why?
We did see that here.
Because you had to jump. You had to make big jumps. I mean, it was down a wall. And then also there's one little area that they're letting people through. Come on through. Come on out. So it wasn't nothing like it that went on. In Virginia, but it was a great. People had to make a decision, and what a loss that is! That's an epic loss.
Bill, I want to address something.
Do it.
I've made some horrible calls this year, but it happens all over. Those guys on 84 on Sirius, the College Football Channel, they were all over Miami a few weeks ago. Yeah. Oh, they're a national title contender, pure national.
How
title
many
contender.
Time about week 5 they said, "Why is Miami number one? Prove it to me." I mean, why are they number one? They have the best win. They're the number one team. And now they've looked horrific.
Yep. Two losses.
Yeah, two losses.
Out, right?
But think about
this. Not officially.
Not officially,
but pretty much officially. They have no chance. They basically have no chance of making the ACC championship game, which they've never made, just so you know. They've never been in the ACC championship game, which is bizarre. But here's the one that's going to be odd starting tomorrow when the ratings come out tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Is that Notre Dame will be ahead of them. They both have two losses, and Miami beat them.
Yep.
So
Notre
how
Dame
are they,
will be ahead.
And Notre Dame will be ahead of them. How can that be if that happens? How can that be with both have two losses, and they're both to good teams? Mm-hmm. Miami lost to two good teams. Notre Dame lost to good teams, but they went head-to-head.
Notre Dame's losses were to...
What's that?
Texas A&M and Miami.
Okay. And then...
Miami lost to SMU and who else they lose to?
Louisville. Good team. Not quite as good.
Not quite as good, though.
But, and that was at home. But I'm saying, when you have...
It's head-to-head, though.
When it's all even, the head-to-head has to matter.
Well, it does. I'm telling you, you're getting those jams.
Yeah, there's some jams.
We get them when we do the
there's
Big
jams.
Ten.
OU 33, tomorrow. Tennessee 27.
Wait a second.
OU 33, Tennessee 27. Tennessee had like 200 more yards of offense. They just had a critical. They got a sack fumble for a touchdown. It was, I mean, that's a... And Tennessee's taking heat. Because I told you, they had a blackout. They had a blackout. They're like, and they lose. And they're. I told you the I sent it to Jake. I think it's to both of us, to both of you guys. And the fans are like, hey, we did the blackout. You charge us more for our tickets. We put in for the NIL, and now we've lost three games, and they're upset.
Sounds familiar.
That's third loss for Tennessee. Third loss.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, third loss for Tennessee. Bad loss. Utah 45, Cincy 14.
Boom.
Ran them out of the stadium.
You said, Bill, that's a tough place to win, especially at nighttime.
They were nuts. And it was a blackout there also.
I picked Cincinnati.
Yeah, it was a and they ran them out. Utah's going to be sick. They lost. Texas Tech beat them.
Yep.
You can't say that BYU just beat them up. They went for it twice on fourth down. They lose by three. I mean, if they win that game right now, they're going to go to the playoffs. And right now, they can't get in, I don't think. And there's any way they can get in. They're ranked like 17th, and they are a really good football team.
Yes, they are.
Here's the one. It's a caveat because it's not a loss. Michigan 21, Purdue 18. Purdue went for two to make it a 21-18 game. I mean, Purdue at home.
At the big house.
At
right?
the big house. 21-16. They were in the game the whole game. They're in it.
Jake? Two top 25 teams came in here.
And one of them almost lost to Purdue at home.
Michigan went, and Michigan had...
And I'm the bad guy.
And Haynes was out.
And I'm the bad guy.
Out of your feelings.
I'm the bad
feelings.
Guy. Out of your feelings.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, that was no luck. West Virginia 45, Houston 35.
I watched West Virginia
goes to there. And here's the best part. They said Houston was ranked 22nd. They were 7-1. And there was like 15,000 fans there. Nobody's at
it's
the
an early game.
Nobody's there. 11 a.m., no one's there, and West Virginia hangs a 45 burger on them.
I don't like that picture.
Yeah,
Houston's got one loss, and it can only draw 15,000 people.
Unbelievable. West Virginia been playing horrific football.
Like I don't like that picture.
This one here was unbelievable. Duke 46, Clemson 45. Duke goes for two, takes the lead. There was a controversial pick play on an offensive PI, but still, however you cut it, it's still Duke 46, Clemson 45 at Clemson. At Clemson. Dabble. They're like dead last in the ACC.
Did you see Dabble on the sideline? Yeah. Whip it into a secondary? Yeah. Ooh, that was nasty.
Yeah. What was the score again that game, Bill?
46-45.
Duke. Hey, Bill, Dabble. Duke. Dabble was really? Getting
so they're 3-5 now, right?
Yeah.
Are they 3-5?
I think they're 3-5. Is that correct?
Let me get that confirmed.
He was launching into a secondary. Yeah. It was heated. Yeah. Like, heated.
Well, I mean, Duke's a good team. They are. They're a good team. Not to hang 46 on you at home.
Clemson is 3-5, 2-4 in conference play.
3-5. Imagine that. Imagine them in Penn State, where they were both top five teams to start this whole conversation.
They're 1-4 at home, by the way. 1-4 at home, Clemson this year.
I mean, see, people got
I read a tweet, which is true. Tell me it's worse of how Penn State bailed on their coach. And this one, are they bailing on him? I don't know. I don't know what that vibe is like. But it's not a good vibe. North Texas 31, Navy 17. Navy was 8-0. North Texas puts it on him. Plays really good defense. Unbelievable win. Arizona State 24, Iowa State 19.
With Sims. With Jeff Sims.
And he rushed for like 2-something.
233.
Jeff Sims did?
Yeah, rush
233.
Jeff Sims. You know what it was?
Look it up.
I think the final number was
233. Jeff Sims. Yes, that Jeff Sims.
So you know what they did? You know what they said? Listen, here's our playbook. We have Sims, and what can he do? He can run the ball. And what'd they do? They ran him, and they ran him, and they ran him, and they ran him. Give us the numbers.
It was a Arizona State quarterback rushing record. Yeah. 228 rushing yards for Jeff Sims. He had 405 total through this passing also.
405 yards against a team, and they knew Sims was the starter.
He was like Vince Young in this game.
Is Sims, he's much older, but he took over the game, so Latif can do something similar. I know he's much older in a bigger body type.
Way
I
bigger.
I get that part of it.
Big dude.
Jeff Sims had 29 carries in this game.
Yeah, they just said, here's what we're going to do. They ran it and ran it and ran it and ran it, and they couldn't do anything about it.
That is an amazing story, by the way.
Amazing story. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Fresno State, 30. Boise State, 7. On the blue turf.
What?
Yeah. Huh? Fresno State, 30. Boise State, 7. On the blue turf. I watched it.
What?
They just ran him out of the stadium.
What is Fresno State's record?
Fresno 6-3.
6-3.
Another bad read. Wow. Uncovered another bad. I thought they were horrible against Kansas.
Yeah,
they were. But that was one game.
But still, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
God, they look terrible to me.
And last week they played San Diego State, and San Diego State beat them up.
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Beat him up. Couldn't do anything against him. They go to Boise and beat Boise up.
That's amazing.
37. And this one, the last one, that Arizona 52, Colorado 17. It was 38-7 at half. 38-7. There was at the end of the game, there was 40 people at the game. And I don't know
what's going on.
And I don't know what you do. Can you imagine? And think about this. Talk about about the coaching. That they've got a Warren Sapp. They've got I think Marshall Faulk's their running back coach.
I don't know.
Hold on.
Is that right?
At Colorado?
At Colorado.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, I think Marshall Faulk is their running back coach. My point is you have to have players.
Right.
You have to have players. And it also that has to be so fractured, so what someone tweeted, they're like going, I think they're right. They should have retired Shadur's number. They're correct. They're correct. They should have done that.
got so south there.
A little early, but maybe they should have done
it. Maybe they weren't wrong.
Maybe they weren't wrong on this one. I mean, it's...
Okay, now think about the AD at Colorado
now. It's a mess.
Now I'm sure you're very concerned.
Yeah, because it's one of those situations where... You know, can Deion be there every day? Because he missed the entire summer.
What I'm talking about
is... an unbelievable health issue. So it was real. But it's hard to be the leader of your team when you're not boots on the ground.
Right.
Can he do it again with that type of illness?
What I'm talking about was there's just been this huge influx of fandom and money, and now it could all come to a screeching halt.
Oh,
if he leaves on his own accord, Deion, then what?
He's not getting fired. Let's say he leaves. Imagine trying to follow that.
Then what?
It'd be a bad.
Yeah. What are you doing?
You're coming in there going like, okay, we got this thing. It's like, do you? It'd be. I mean,
It could come to a screeching halt, and it could just become Colorado before Deion again.
Oh, it could go backwards. It could be back to 1-2 win Colorado.
Ooh.
Because the Big 12 is trending really well.
It is.
It's trending really, really well.
Wow, head scratchers.
I just saw this, by the way.
Those are a lot of head scratchers.
In the Big Ten Conference, which Nebraska resides in, there are four winless teams in conference play. Four.
Give them to us, Jay.
Penn State's 0-5 in conference play.
0-5.
Wisconsin's 0-5. Michigan State's 0-6. Purdue is 0-6.
Think about
it. And on top of this, you got two teams with one win. Maryland's 1-4. Rutgers 1-5. A third of your conference has one or less wins in conference play through six games.
Think about three of those. Michigan, Wisconsin, great program traditionally. Penn State, great program traditionally. Michigan State, great program traditionally.
They're in the playoffs, the four-teamer.
Wow, they're 0-4. See, now that Nebraska fan Jake is going to say, see, it could be worse.
I got one more stat I want to bring, because you guys like might fall off your chairs in this one.
Okay, I hope not.
Okay, so I'm looking at the points for in the conference. So Indiana 6-0, right? Indiana through six games has scored in conference 262 points. Wisconsin's 0-5. They've scored 27 points in conference play.
27.
Indiana has scored 240 more points than Indiana in six games.
Hold it. How many? Wisconsin's got five conference games?
Yeah, they've scored 27 points.
27 points.
What's the math now? They're averaging five per game.
About 5-2 a game.
That's fire.
No, it's and then you're going there. Yeah, we're good. We're good.
No, they're not good.
No, it's not good.
No, they're in a bad place.
Who do they have this week?
Wisconsin.
Who do the Badgers
have? Not good.
It won't be good. Yeah.
No, they play. They do host Washington.
Yeah, they can't.
10.5 point dogs at home to Washington.
Now you could have this conversation and say, Nebraska fan, it could be way, way worse.
Yes.
Way worse.
Yes.
You could do that.
It's not good.
It's legit. Michigan State's in bad shape. Wisconsin's in bad shape. Those programs are, I don't know what you do there. My God.
Those teams, the Michigan State and Wisconsin, though, they still don't have the same. The fan base isn't close to the same.
No.
The facilities aren't close to the same.
No, I know.
But
that makes it even harder for them. You know?
Yeah, it does.
Penn State, they should be okay.
Imagine them at 0-5, and guess where they're going to be probably? 0-6. They play Indiana next.
Yeah, they're going to be 0-6.
0-6. And their only chance at a bowl game is going to be they have to run the table late. They got to beat Michigan State. They have to beat Nebraska. And they have to beat Rutgers. And then the question is, for those guys, do they even want to go to a bowl game?
Do they want to?
Do they want 6-6? Do they want to go?
Right.
Do they want to go to play in a bowl game on December 22nd?
See,
the Texas Bowl.
Better times. In better times, you didn't really have that conversation. Of course they want to go to a bowl. Of course they want to keep playing. This is not the new college football. Yeah. I've seen some instances already where I wonder about teams' effort level. I was watching North Carolina at Syracuse. The effort level. Like,
no, that game was
a weird
awful
game
to watch.
I saw some stuff where I'm like, okay, are you giving it hell here or not? Yeah, it didn't look like it.
That was a bad one.
Yeah.
That is Head Scratcher, sponsored by Computer Hardware. Go see Tripp and the team just south of 70.
You saw Tripp.
I did. He had a cowboy hat on.
Yes, he had a cowboy hat on and a red sport coat.
He did. He looked,
yes. Well, you were tailgating?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know why? Great fan.
I am a fan. I support the fan base.
You support the fan base.
I support the economy. I go to the football. I dress up in all
He's
black.
He's Mr. Economy.
You were with
Tripp.
And
I'm the bad guy.
And who?
Yeah. Smoking Gun Joe.
Yeah. Smoking Gun Joe,
And his wife, Erin.
There's a selfie. It's an incredible
Absolutely.
Selfie.
Absolutely.
Beautiful. Jake's happier now.
Jake looks so happy. You know why? He loves the Huskers.
I do.
He loves them.
Just fight through it. It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Have a chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today's topic is current Big Ten running backs.
Okay.
I don't have this.
No, you'll be good.
There's only 18 teams in the conference.
We got this.
I will give you the running back's name. You tell me what school he plays
for. We'd like to go the other way.
We got this.
Steve, you cover the Big Ten.
We should be okay.
464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip and Bill and Trivia. Last week, the record was 3-2. You guys are 30-17.
All right.
Overall, very strong.
Go.
Playoff team.
We feel okay about Big Ten running back today?
We should be okay. We think so.
Right?
Yes.
Jim, how do you feel about Big Ten running backs today?
Not great, but we'll try.
Jim, right. Thank you. Jim, how old are you?
56.
Nice.
Oh,
same age.
Guys
okay.
Age range.
Right. Same age.
Bill is a lifeline for SIP for one question.
Just one question.
Jim, first question goes to you. What Big Ten team does running back Kalen Black play for?
Oof, no clue.
Thank you. We had the same.
Washington.
Washington.
Don't know.
We don't need
we're
to
passing.
Pass.
We're going to pass.
We have no idea.
He is with Kurt Cignetti and the Hoosiers of Indiana.
Probably should know that. They're the number two team. They're the number two team in the country.
Running backs.
Yeah, they're not. He's not the starter.
I think he is the starter.
Is he?
Yeah, he's got the most rushing yards in their team. Yeah.
Okay, sorry, Jake.
They're a little beat up, too. Indiana is.
1-0 lead. Oh, sorry. No. 0-0 tie. 0-0. No one's got it right.
Nope.
First question, Sip. What Big Ten team does running back Bo Jackson play for?
Oh, I got that. He's great. He's become their number one running back at The Ohio State.
Brilliant!
They're not loaded at running back.
No, they're not.
I didn't know it.
This is not Judkins and Henderson. This is
he has 436 yards.
Not good.
He's a starter, though. Yeah. Yeah.
Hang in there, Jim.
Hey, back to you for the tie, Jim. What Big Ten team... What Big Ten team does running back Kamari Moulton play for?
I shouldn't have called.
Yeah, you should.
Listen,
the best
there's only 18 teams. You got a great
Jim,
team.
You're down to 16 right now. Yeah. About 15. You know, it's
you've
not
been
Nebraska.
Actually one of the better callers.
No, you have been.
I shouldn't have called.
What was that, Seth?
I think you've been one of our better callers, actually. I
when
love
you
the,
said that, yeah.
I love the commentary.
What'd he say? No, I shouldn't have called.
Hey, Jim, Big Ten team, Kamari Moulton, what team? 5 seconds. 5, 4.
Maryland.
What's the Maryland?
Yes.
Maryland.
No. Yeah. Guess. Great guess.
It's not Maryland.
We're going to pass.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea.
To be the Iowa Hawkeyes. Okay. Kamari Moulton.
You should know that one, too.
Is he a starter?
Hey, these are also, by the way, these are starting running backs.
Sure. Is he a recruit?
No. They've got stats.
Okay.
This is for the win, Sip. You missed this, Jim.
We're going to win. And Bill, I got Bill in my Bill back pocket.
What Big Ten team does running back Noah Whittington play for?
Oh, I got that.
Okay, I don't know.
He's excellent. He's a beauty at Oregon.
Brilliant.
Thank you. Jim, thank you. I shouldn't have called in. I shouldn't have called.
Jim, okay. We'll get you in Bengali coffee, but thanks for calling, man.
Thank
call
you, Jim.
Down the road.
Thanks.
Nice okay, try, buddy. All right, a tiebreaker. Bill?
Okay.
How many Big Ten players have 500-plus rush yards this season so
seven.
Far? Over under seven.
Ooh, okay. That's a good number.
It is not seven.
500. Oh, I should know this for sure. Okay, let me just think about this for a second. God, seven's a great number, isn't it?
It's not correct. But
I'm going to say 8.
13.
Oh,
wow.
13 running.
Not a great
13
number.
Players, though. I don't know if it's all running backs, maybe one quarterback in there, but
okay.
13 over 500 yards.
Okay. Oh, and I will say this. I was thinking running back, by the way.
It's fine. Well, it mostly is running. I think it's either 12 or all 13 is running backs.
Yeah, I don't know if you'd stick a quarterback in there somewhere.
Might be one.
There might be one.
When we come back, speaking of running backs, Emmett Johnson.
Hello.
Having a season, 1,000 yards with 3 games to go. We'll discuss this season next in early break in the ticket.